Services were just held for Mortimer Michael Miller, the travel writer and former lawmaker who represented Juneau in the legislature just as the new state of Alaska was getting on its feet. Mike Miller was the State Division of Tourism's first publicity director, served on the City and Borough of Juneau Assembly, a total of 16 years in the State House, and served 10 years on the Department of Corrections Parole Board. Miller was 87 years old when he passed away February 11th in Vancouver, Washington, from complications due to pneumonia.
He had a real good run.
That's his son, Kevin Miller of Juneau. After Mike Miller graduated with a degree in journalism from Wichita University, he briefly worked for Coleman Company, producing the camping supply manufacturer's in-house publication. From the KTOO-TV program Conversations back in 1986, Miller tells Lori Roberts Scandling how getting laid off from Coleman led to he and his wife Marilyn moving to Alaska.
I wrote a letter to lots of people, but including Emery Tobin, who was at that time the publisher of the Alaska Sportsman, which is now, of course, Alaska Magazine.
Alaska Magazine.
And everything was done in Ketchikan at that time. So I came up to be on the staff, and it was, you know, it was exciting.
What a stroke of luck.
Yeah, oh, terrific luck, yeah. And it was 1954. It was before statehood. But sort of, as I look back at it now, sort of a kind of a prosperous period in a sense, nothing boomish.
Miller started out in his career writing fiction and then later focused on travel articles. According to a profile published in the Juneau Empire in 1986, Miller's stories appeared in publications ranging from the New York Times and Chicago Tribune to Field & Stream Magazine, Argosy Magazine, and Alfred Hitchcock's Mystery Magazine. Son Kevin says his parents eventually moved to Juneau so his dad could take the state tourism job.
I think he just kind of fell in love with the whole idea of promote Alaska in particular and travel around to all these exotic places and to write about them, and just the niche that he kind of fell into, I suppose.
Miller continued to work as a freelance writer even while serving as an assembly member in Juneau and after being elected to the State House.
He's just very civic-minded, and he always just had a sense of giving to the community and being involved in making the community, you know, what he felt was a better place, and doing what he could to do that as opposed to being a passive observer.
Longtime friend John Pugh, now retired as University of Alaska Southeast Chancellor, says Miller was a diligent and detail-oriented lawmaker who worked behind the scenes in the legislature rather than seeking out the limelight. Pugh also says Miller was a key player in the fight against the Capitol move.
If he hadn't been able to walk across the aisle, it would have been very hard, and to work with people from rural Alaska as well as from Fairbanks and Mat-Su and, you know, and even Anchorage. You know, some people oppose the Capitol move even in Anchorage.
Miller twice served as majority leader and once as Judiciary Committee chairman while he was in the legislature from 1971 to 1986. And that was a period in which lawmakers were still crafting laws for a fairly new state government that was barely a dozen years old. Miller would joke with his family about writing the first seatbelt law. He also helped with the passage of the Public Employees Relations Act, the 1972 law that allows public employees to organize and bargain collectively for wages, hours, and most benefits.
He quickly became one of the experts on the Public Employees Relations Act and also just on how to move legislation. He was known for his understanding the rules.
In 1981, Juneau's delegation to the legislature included Senator Bill Ray, Representative Miller, and Representative Jim Duncan, who was also Speaker of the House. The legislative session dragged on into early June over budget issues. The Democrats' slim majority in the House fell apart during the infamous coup in which Duncan was ousted as Speaker and eventually replaced by Anchorage Republican Representative Joe Hayes. Dipping back into the KTOO-TV archives again, here's Miller on the House floor addressing the Speaker pro tem at the height of that turmoil.
The people who were supposedly excused from the call of the House were not even notified that you were going to pull this kangaroo shenanigans. So this whole session here this afternoon is nothing but a sham and a delusion and a really a very dirty trick to pull on the people of Alaska, and it's a strictly illegal session.
In that 1986 program that we heard from earlier, Miller noted one of his major accomplishments as a lawmaker included helping establish the Mendenhall Wetlands State Game Refuge.
If you don't have some kind of a plan, it just gets nibbled and nibbled and nibbled, and all of a sudden somebody looks around one morning and there's no wetlands left. We set those wetlands aside and said this is going to be a game refuge. It's a terrifically productive critter factory for feeding ducks and feeding fish and things like that. But it's fantastic, and I just feel real good about that 10 square miles, right flat smack in the middle of the borough, being set aside and protected from exploitation.
According to Pew, Miller had a lot of help from his wife Marilyn, an ardent conservationist. Pew says Miller's faith was also important to him and formed the basis of his guiding principles of patience, integrity, kindness, and compassion.
Mike also was really centered as a Christian and had very strong beliefs in terms of social justice. And in fact, on the service thing that's coming out, there's a quote from Amos about how justice will roll down like water. And that's going to be on the front because it's something that he really believed in, social justice.
Pew says those beliefs and principles carried over into his work on the parole board. Miller also led Bible study groups and conducted a ministry for inmates at Lemon Creek Correctional Center. And he served as a volunteer and was active in the early formation of the Glory Hole Shelter and Soup Kitchen. Juneau's transitional youth home, the Miller House, is named for him. Miller was also an avid runner and passionate cyclist and was an early advocate for the creation of bike trails around the state. Kevin Miller says he has tons of pictures of his parents on bikes while traveling abroad.
And it didn't matter where they were on a bicycle, at least in some of the pictures, whether it was, in India or Hawaii or Badlands in North Dakota or wherever.
Mike Miller is survived by his wife Marilyn, children Gail, Kevin, and Shelley, and five grandchildren. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.